Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills, a community where nearly one in three of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.
What up, y'all? It's your boy.
That's a little irritating. You got to move that.
What?
Your face keeps going in and out of the sun. Yeah. Stay right there. Don't move up again.
I'm going to, though.
Well, close that a little bit.
It's not. It's that side.
Is that better?
No, it looks exactly the same.
Okay. This looks better for me. Okay, cool. What up? This is your boy, Dope Boy.
And Kev on stage, cuz.
And this is another installment of Right to Center.
Wait, we should go to the, what is it, the right or the left first? The right?
The right, because okay. It's righteous. And this is another installment of Righteous and Righteous and Righteous and Righteous. Oh, we should be premiering the new song today.
We don't got Josh.
Okay.
Actually, let's just say this first.
Okay.
If you're listening to the podcast only, It's going to sound a little different. Not bad, But we are on location. In Birmingham, Alabama, because Doughboy is shooting his Teddy vs. Doughboy this week. Mm-hmm. So we cannot shoot on our regular Tuesday for the next 2 weeks. So in order to make sure you get your episode on Wednesday, we are shooting now.
Yes.
Okay, so.
And shout out to the Patreons and the Right
Pack.
We love you guys. We're almost up to 3,000 supporters.
And when we get 3,000, we are going to pick one of them and fly them all expenses to LA flight hotel to have dinner.
With your boys.
With Doughboy and Kev. Lunch or dinner, depending on schedule.
A good meal, though.
A good meal with us, and we'll pay for it.
Yeah.
Also, YouTube comments are messed up.
Let's talk about that. Because, see, listen, when we come on here a lot of times and, you know, we like, hey, man, sign up for Patreon. You know, we read the comments when they're available to read. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, we don't want to pay. Okay, listen. YouTube, we understand as creators and for you guys as consumers, part of the most engaging thing about watching a podcast like ours, you get to comment. You get to tell me how stupid I sound. You get to tell him how fat he looks. Whatever you want to do. So when they take the comments away, that's not us.
YouTube has the Mumbo challenge, The PewDiePie thing because of that massacre and the guy who said subscribe to PewDiePie before he shot people.
Right.
They are having something to do with the comments where a lot of creators, I have no control. Doughboy was like, Kev, do this to turn them on. I was like, I've tried everything. I've been going back and forth with YouTube. I don't know why the comments are off. But on Patreon, you just post a YouTube link and there's...
You can have a comment section. Section be lit.
It be the litest there.
So listen, if that's something that you still would like to do and we want you to do it, trust me, we love the engagement. Sign up for Patreon. It's $5 a month. Mm-hmm. You'll get 2 episodes a week. Full-length episodes. We don't shortchange you. Plus other exclusives. So
like last week's One Gotta Go.
Come on.
Is producers. Dr. Dre.
Kanye West.
Pharrell.
Timbaland.
One of those gotta go. Mm-hmm. And you gotta... We're not even putting the One Gotta Go's from the bonus episode out anywhere else anymore. Because we felt like, you know what? Only the bonus people get that.
Right.
So if you want that... And also in that episode, we talked about... what did we talk about in the last week's bonus episode?
Daniel Caesar
should shut his mouth.
Absolutely.
And Doughboy said Michael B. Jordan's a bad actor.
We talked
about that for a good 30 minutes before we did the One Gotta Go. So for $5 a month, you get another episode a week, 4 episodes a month, and other bonus content, exclusive content, stuff released before other people get to see it.
That's type of the vibe that we're on is that we got to create our own platforms to where we don't have people controlling things.
You know what?
That leads
us to my next thing. Yes. I know. We'll talk about the weight loss thing in a second.
Yeah.
Because a couple weeks ago, I told you guys that no agent wanted to sign me. Mm. Okay. After that.
Mm. Interesting. Plot twist.
Agency, big agency, one of the big ones.
Agency X is what we'll call it.
Agency X. Mm-hmm. But not for the 95. Just Agency X pulled up and was like, we want to sign you. Okay. And we family, so I can tell y'all. Mm-hmm. I can't release the name, but I'll tell y'all that.
I wonder if they heard the podcast and that's why they reached out. Do you think so? Or it just was coincidental timing?
I don't know. Could be coincidental timing.
Got it.
So they were like, so when I had the meeting with them, there's a couple things that made the decision. Mm-hmm. One, when I had the meeting with them, it was pretty obvious that you know, like in the cartoons when they you got the wolf and they're like licking their chops. Uh-huh. They saw that I did a tour by myself last year, and by myself I mean no sponsor, no promoter, no agent.
Yeah.
And I did this tour, no sponsor, no promoter, no agent. When you're dangling out 15% of that much revenue and potential revenue for the future of somebody who's been figured out how to do that much work without them, they're like, oh, snap. Because I thought about this a lot. Me and Melissa talked about it at length. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, anybody worth their weight in agency sees someone dangling 15% in front of them, all mm-hmm. I got to do is take over something that is easy
already running, right.
Yeah, so that was the first thing. I realized they want to take 15% for doing no work, absolutely. Right? And 10 years ago, I wouldn't have been able to put together a tour like that because mm-hmm. I wouldn't have no way to route it or talk to these many churches. Like, thanks to the internet and the Lord, mm-hmm. I'm able to do that.
But God.
Mm-hmm. Second thing, my wife was off it. Mm-hmm. She was like, Kev, I think we got it. Like, my dad, remember what my dad said?
He said a word.
You're an agent. Mm-hmm. And then one of my boys was signed. And he was like, he was signed to that agency. And he was like, Kev, nah. We shouldn't do that at all, right? Mm-hmm. So then, a couple people in the industry who we know were like, Kev, I'm signed to an agent. And they're like, what you need to do is do what Kev's doing. And then I could more than likely book you. So I said all that to say,
We off that.
I felt like Willy Wonka at the end of Charlie Chocolate Factory when he was like, good day, sir. You get nothing. Like, I feel like you were trying to take food out of my kid's mouth.
Absolutely.
Like, you want
and you turn into a different people, a different person when you think somebody's trying to take money out of your
children. Oh, you get nothing.
Right.
Good day, sir. Like, that's how I felt.
And I kind of felt like, because you know, we always talk about our faith and stuff and different things. I kind of felt like sometimes God speaks louder than others in certain situations. And I kind of felt with that situation, he was just like, come on! Like, almost like how the mom was at Home Alone. Come on!
My dad was saying that. He was like, is an agent going to get you? Did an agent get you on Good Morning America and the Wendy Show and completely viral and negotiations with Frito-Lay?
Might be some big things coming from that, too. Yes. I don't know if you want to let it all the way out the bag.
No, I ain't going to let it all, but they reached up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Conversations are happening. And my dad's point was, like, why disrespect God?
That's...
And then the thing that I was thinking about after I had the conversation, like, it was amazing that once I was resolved, I was resolved. Because they're like, do you want to just come in and hear one more pitch?
No.
Like, nah. Right. And I'm going to tell you why. What could an agent do that God could not do?
I want to piggyback on that for 1 second, then I want you to finish your point.
You're going
to
make pig die, though.
I've been saying this lately. I don't know if I've said it on this podcast. I've said it in conversations with people that I care about. And I definitely think I said it to you. I think I said it to you and Melissa when we were eating dinner one day. We have to stop handcuffing God.
Bro.
Like, when you really think about how dope God is, like, when you just think about that, just think about that notion. The fact of, if we're believers and we just be like, man, God created this world, that tree over there, that fish that's swimming in that ocean, our digestive system, which is so complicated.
Yeah.
God can do all these things. But then we'd be like, man, I want to be a millionaire. And then you just think that that's too hard for God to do? It ain't. It's not. Like, he gives us so much and so many things. Like, we got to stop putting these limitations that don't exist on God. Yes. Like, just throw it. And I've learned that the most since I quit my job. I quit my job and was like, I'm going to have to drive Uber 6 hours a day during the week and 10 hours a day on the weekend. And I was totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
God stepped in like, you know,
never this is even what you did it
didn't
once.
Didn't do it once. God was like, no, this is what you're going to do.
What so he gave you the idea for was for the Patreon.
The Patreon.
That was your idea.
Oh, man. I'm still so worn out. But no, seriously though. So that's just, and now that I'm starting to see that, it's like, now that my mind has changed, like, bro, Kev on Stage Studio is going to be, that's why, like, bro, I have no, when I talk to you now, I'm like, I'm going to write our movie. Like, I don't want to go out
buddy comedy audition. With Kevin Doe.
I don't want to go out and audition for other people's
for
stuff.
What?
I never, and this is one thing that soured me on that. I don't know if I think I told you this a long time ago. I went for an audition for a pretty popular TV show a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing the sides or whatever, and the character's name was T-Dog. And I just remember in my mind thinking, is that what they think black people are calling each other in urban neighborhoods, T-Dog? And then just even the lines and the way they talk, I'm like, I don't talk like this. So I say that to say it's time for us to start putting our voice out in things.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% with you on the... We off that movement, man. The middleman is dead.
And you know what else we off?
What we off? Being fat?
Fatness.
Okay, so let's talk about
let's talk about it.
Let's give the people some context, because I know a lot of times we can say stuff, and I know I'm always coming off as a loose cannon. Listen, if you guys follow us on social media, you are now understand what's going on. There is an official Doughboy versus Kevin weight loss challenge. What this
and
challenge
loosely to hear, but
and loosely to hear,
he's more of a side bet.
Yeah, a big side, but you know. But so how it runs down is this: I'm currently at 315 pounds. Kevin is currently at 250 pounds. I said by my 40th birthday, which is August 21st, I will weigh less than this man. And he was like, oh, he scoffed at me and was just like, basically he was just like, there's no way. You have a better chance in marrying Regina Hall tomorrow. And you know he don't believe that. So I said, all right, man, run it up. Because I have that type of blind faith. This is what people don't understand. This is the same type of mindset I have when I do a lot of things. When I move to LA, when I do different things, when I quit my job. I don't turn it off and on. So that is the official bet. I'm going to weigh less than this bag of goo.
Now, mind you, Doughboy's, my skin looks great right there. Doughboy's good bet. Doughboy's, Doughboy's good bet would have been in a 4 month period or 5 month period.
5 months.
I'm going to lose more weight than you. Huh? I'm going to lose a percentage of you. I work out more days consistently than you. But being who he is,
I don't know how to have chill.
He don't know how to have chill.
None.
He said, I'm going to weigh less. So I have a, first of all, and also, let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I'm not nearly as good at math in my head mm-hmm. as you are. Yeah. I was like, I got an 85-pound head start on you.
You're already
Melissa
wrong.
Was like, that was 65. 65. I was like, 65? Yeah.
And you have to also underthink about the fact that I'm bigger than you, so it's going to come off faster. At
no,
the
I actually gave you that.
Right.
I gave you 20 off the rip. My birthday in May.
Oh yeah,
you probably gonna be down 25 pounds.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's just because that's how my.
But
body
what
works.
You're not factoring in
that now I'm on the
is
tour.
Who I am.
Oh yeah, who you are too.
Now you can believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, and here's what I think about me and you. You and I probably have equal amount of faith in ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Say we're two heavyweight boxers. You mm-hmm. the heavier of the weights, right? When you go to fight that dude, mm-hmm. each man thinks he's going to win that.
Absolutely.
There's no way in the world mm-hmm. he can beat me. I'm going to knock him out. Mm-hmm. And you can't tell that boxer that he's not going to win. Yeah. Everybody says you're crazy, whatever. You know, and that's where we're at with
absolutely.
That. Like
Buster Douglas.
Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson. And maybe no one, and probably actually mm-hmm. with that fight, right. literally no one in the world right. thought Buster Douglas would win. And he even got a video game off of that and was never the same.
Right.
But be that as it may, nobody believed until he got knocked out. However, someone has to lose.
Somebody got to lose.
And I told Doughboy, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, I moved to L.A. just by myself. People told me I was crazy. I moved to L.A. with a wife and two children and no job.
Okay.
So who has more faith? It's not more or less.
Right.
Equally is out of our mind.
We're actually very more alike than we would like to give ourselves credit for. You went on publicly and said, you know what? Last year I sold 686 tickets in Chicago. This year, 10,000. You don't know how to turn it off either. We're just wired like
and
that.
And I'm wildly
exactly.
competitive.
Exactly. I know that.
Wildly competitive.
And let me let them in on this other little nugget of information so y'all don't think I've
you
lost my mind completely. Listen this. This is what happened. About a year ago, We were both working at All Dev Digital.
Yeah.
Me and we're just being the competitive guys we are. I'm just like, I can do 35 push-ups. He's like, there's no way you can do 35 push-ups. I said, all right, I'm gonna show you. I get down there, I start banging them out.
Literally.
Boom. Boom.
No.
Boom.
We bet $200.
$200.
On it.
$200. And this was at a time my money was funny. Mm-hmm. Money was Dave Chappelle. Hilarious. So I'm banging them out, trying to get this 200. I get to 27. Now it's 28. Ooh. 29.
But you're still knocking
and
him
I'm
out.
Still knocking him out. I get to 34 and dropped. And I told him this, and I think it made a little bit more sense. I hear his voice in my head sometimes.
In the video.
When he was just like, yeah, that body got heavy. And it drives me crazy to know I was that close and I still had it in me.
You absolutely.
And I just mentally gave up.
You gave up.
And that's why I'm like.
And I had my hand in my pocket.
You
was
about
like,
to give it up. And I told myself, that's one of my biggest fears, to get to the 1 yard line and fumble. And I said, mm-hmm. if he ever puts me in that situation again, the outcome will be different. I didn't even go to challenge. I'm just talking my crazy talk. And then we got to challenge each other because we're competitive. So that's where we are. So,
I would like you to choose
Team Righteous for Kev.
If you think I will win,
Team Righteous. If you think I'm going to win, Team Ratchet. And a lot of you have been expressing concern, like, I want to get in this too. Let us, man, post your videos. I'll repost a video. If you want to lose weight, you want to do what we're doing, we're a family. We're going to do it together. But it's officially on every week. I'm going to be giving my updates. Kev don't want to give his every week. He'll do his monthly.
I can do it weekly.
My
thing is this, though. Okay. I'm not, my weight loss part of it is just to beat you. But I'm not, like, in the sense of, like, if I don't lose, you know, like.
But no, but be honest. Be honest, though. What? 215 is a very real serious goal for you.
Absolutely.
So you do want that?
Yeah. But we can do weekly weigh-ins.
Weekly weigh-ins.
What do you want to do? Every Wednesday. Okay, you bring up, buy a scale.
I have a scale.
Take it to the office.
Okay.
Okay, we'll weigh it in at the office.
Every week.
Every Wednesday. Well, starting next week.
Betting $1,000.
We can't do it this week, but.
We can't do it for like 2 weeks now, but.
But
April,
we'll do the. Now, the challenge is started now, but starting April, we'll do the weigh-ins because we'll be back to shooting in the office.
Right.
Okay? Now, you know what, though?
Right.
Speaking of getting up there in age, mm-hmm. you're 40, almost 40. I'm 36.
I am almost 40. That was always a joke before.
Yeah, right? I'm almost 36. Right. I'll be 36 in about 6 weeks. Part of the reason I'm having my Chicago show, May 24th, 10K shy. Pull up.
Stop getting, either have your face in the light or out of it.
But listen, one of the things about aging is performance in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things most men are afraid of is lacking the ability to perform. And the thing about it is, it's taboo. I don't want to talk about, you know, I mean, my boy, man, I can't get it up like I want to. No. Listen.
Sitting over here with the gummy worm.
With the gummy worm. I've never heard that, actually. But that is actually a fear of mine. Like, being able to be like.
That's the worst.
When my kids finally move out, my wife was like, come on, get this. And I'm like, but I cannot get.
I cannot get it.
So if that is an issue for you, I have got a solution for you. And I have used said solution. This is Blue Chew.
BlueChew.com.
Okay. Like the color blue. Listen, it's going to increase your performance and get you that extra confidence in bed. Now, you listen. Okay? You can take them twice a day. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, and they're chewable. They work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. You know how it is.
Sometimes you just pop up.
Spontaneity.
Hello.
And I would like that. So I use this Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. And let me tell you what. And being on tour, it's been hard. Uh-huh. Okay, you come on tour. I come home on Monday. I'm exhausted. Right. But Melissa's like, hey, you want some?
I will lock it.
And listen, man, it don't take that long. Right. I ain't going to hold you.
Right.
I'm going to be there right when you need it. So listen. You can need this for your performance. By the time you get married, there's no telling where you'll be.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a difficult time. But if you have any trouble, Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. You know, you got a roommate for now.
Mm-hmm.
So no way you have to worry about like, hey, man, what is this? This guy ain't got it together. That's not your business.
Right.
And you don't have to go to in-person doctor visit. No waiting in the pharmacy. And best of all, no more awkwardness. Made in USA. And it ships directly to you, okay? So how do you get it, Kev? You visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special code RR.
RR.
Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code RR to try it for free.
RR.
Better, cheaper, faster choice, and we just want to thank them for sponsoring the podcast, okay?
Okay.
We'll never lead you wrong.
Never.
We love you. Okay. So now we've got the Weight Loss Channel thing.
So we know what it is. Agent.
Oh, and one more thing about Chicago.
Yes.
My birthday show, I'm having a birthday party in Chicago. That's on May 3rd. That's
is it a theme this year?
90s R&B party. Okay.
So I can dress up as...
You can dress up as the number zero in 90. Okay? All right. But the 10,000 seat show is my birthday show.
Come on.
That's May 24th.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in the Chicago area, you want to. It's going to be the biggest show we've ever had.
Come on.
You can believe that.
Talk to them. Listen
and
to this.
Also, a lot of people are coming from out of town. Girl hit me and said, hey, my church from New York is coming. We just want to be there. This is going to be like that moment. We want this to be that moment. Like, I was there. When it switched for Kev.
Right.
When I went, he went from 680 seats to 10,000 seats. So I'd love for you to pull up.
pull up.
If you're in the area, take a drive.
Yeah, make it a trip.
The tickets are only $10. The Love Hour tickets are $20. Mm-hmm. If you can't pull up and you want to donate, you can donate and buy tickets. Put in the first name donate, in the last name donate, at the Gmail or the email section, put 10kchai at gmail.com. That's 10kchai, C-H-I, at gmail.com. And we're partnering with some groups in Chicago, advocacy group, people who work with at-risk youth, high school, colleges, to give away a lot of these tickets for free so you can support. So you can say, I wasn't there, but I sponsored 10 kids. All right? So anyway.
It's a big moment.
Big. Oh, you'll be there.
I'm going to give you congratulations in advance because it's going to happen.
Us. I need your help, too.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
So let's talk about Cardi.
Cardi. Oh, Cardi.
That's not how it goes.
Oh, Cardi.
Yeah.
Oh, Cardi. How do you do it? Oh, Cardi.
I don't want to prove that I can do it.
Do it. Let me see.
Oh, Cardi.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
I told you.
You thought? All right. So, apparently, now, for one, I am starting to become livid with the amount of scrutiny Cardi B receives. As, I feel like she can do no wrong in my eyes. So, that's personal aspects.
Yeah.
Apparently, what happened recently...
Where she can do no wrong? She has done no wrong
so far. She has done no wrong.
Okay, got it.
She, you know, she's somebody who kind of kept her dream going. Like, and she's very transparent in who she is. She doesn't hide anything, and I just love her for the person that she is. So
you don't care that she took Offset back?
I'm glad that she took Offset back.
Yeah, we talked about that.
We love Offset.
On a bonus episode,
we did.
We
and
forgave
Offset is officially back. So, you know, he's a really, really well-spoken guy.
Love it.
When you talk to him.
Love
so
him.
we misjudged him. Well, I did, at least. So
well,
with,
the thing is, he owned up to it. And that's
he
what
owned it. I'm big with accountability. So apparently,
you're big period.
Shut up. People came for Cardi B because she trademarked the and so she went on her typical rant like, yo, y'all mad because I'm out here getting a bag.
Did
like,
you see anybody coming for her though?
No, people were coming for her.
What were they saying?
Like, how dare you try to trademark something like that? People were like...
Why? Well, look, what's wrong with trademarking?
I don't... Because people are just dumb. I don't know. But so, let's just talk about just the genesis of it. So, her trademarking her slang. I'm actually for this. I feel like us as creators and, you know, really, you know, of ethnicities, we really have a huge...
creators of ethnicities.
No, it's creators and us. People of color, listen. We really push the needle on the culture.
Yes.
Just like with like, it angers me when I see Fortnite do the Block Boy JB dance, and you ain't get that guy a check. So man. I feel like they just take as much as they can for free, and they don't ever have to pay.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a boss move that she is taking something that she created, patenting it, and making money off of it. What say you, Kevon?
One thing Cardi B seems to understand is that her career, in any of our careers, can have a limited shelf life.
Absolutely.
So, you know, is she Missy Elliott or is she, I'm trying to think of who is a woman rapper who was more like Flash in the Pan, who kind of had a short...
Queen Pin.
Don't even know who that is. So, perfect.
Or you could even say like a Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown. Is she Missy Elliott or Eve or Nicki or is she Foxy Brown?
Right.
You don't know. Because remember when Foxy came out, she was hot.
She was hot.
Eve was
hot.
For
two summers.
You know? Yeah, right? So Cardi B is working on her second summer. Mm-hmm. So first step in this game, get as much as you can while you can.
Mm-hmm. Get it all.
Because you never know when people are going to turn on you. You never know... whatever could happen. She could get canceled. You know, that's always looming. Mm-hmm. Or people could just be like, all right, we kind of off that.
Because Nicki, I don't feel like Nicki necessarily did anything wrong. She just, I think everybody has their run. And then it's just like, we're off you.
She could be Ja Rule. Remember Ja Rule had three or four summers.
We got to stop talking about Ja Rule like he's just a punchline.
Yeah, because
Ja Rule was really great when he was great.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, okay.
Is that he's now a punchline.
Right.
But if you weren't around 02, 03.
What would I be without my baby?
It was not a joke. He made music that people absolutely love. So only good, bro. Michael Buffer,
let's get ready to rumble.
Bro, million.
Well, yours would be like, let's get ready for gumbo.
I was trying to figure out what you were going to say. I never would have thought it would have been that. Let's get ready for gumbo. You know, I'm going to tell you this, and I mean this. Naturally funny people, you're top three
hey,
in
man.
My life.
Hey.
You are
That was
very funny.
Thanks, man.
I always go back to that. I never give you a straight up high five. Being funny, it seems so easy to you.
Thanks, man. That means a lot
you
to me coming from you.
You seem to think you, it never looks like you're trying. Like, did you know you were going to say Gumbo?
I didn't know you were going to say Michael Buffett. I just knew I was going to have to say
Michael Buffer.
Hungry. We just ate. The room service right there. Well, that sounded right here. It's right here.
That was fire, too. It was. You feel me? But no, I just... It'd be so much going on in my head sometimes. I just be having fun with it, man. But that means a lot. Thank you.
So anyway, Appreciate you. Welcome.
Thank you.
I think that's one of the reasons this podcast works. Right. You're just very funny. Right. But anyway.
You were funny as well.
What I really wish Cardi B could do, I wish she could have the same conversation I had with Melissa, which is the 5% versus the 95%.
Because she does put a lot of stake into that 5%.
But
she's a woman, and that's no shade to women.
It's not even that. Her 5% of people who dislike her, maybe more than 5%, and it's also louder.
Yeah.
Because she has, 20, 30 million on the gram?
Right.
5% of that, you're the mathematician.
Yeah.
That's a lot more than my 600,000 on the gram. You know?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
The amount of people saying they don't like you has got to be louder.
And I think that we don't really give that enough credence in life that nobody wants to be disliked or have mean things said to them.
No.
Like, that's whenever I talk about that experience about me getting booed at Southern, it's not so much that I had a bad set and people didn't like it. It's the fact that I'm sitting there, the light is on me, there's 4,000 people, and they're all agreeing, you suck. And the way they say it, boo. Boo is supposed to be a scary word. People, you go to a haunted house, boo. Ah, it's scary. It's scary when you're on stage, they say it too. That's the thing about it. Like, nobody wants to be at the mercy of a bunch of other people
saying mean things to you. By 3,000-4,000 people.
Bro, it hurts.
First of all, not only does it hurt, yes, it feels like way more than that. It feels like the whole, and that's what I was talking about, a friend of mine. Like, there's people who got dragged on the internet, and they had to go to therapy and things like that because it feels like everyone is against you.
It starts to feel, and this is the thing. It's one thing to be booed. Yeah. That's an ISO situation. You're there, these people are there, you leave. I'm not talking about millions of people going into comments saying terrible things about you. And that was the thing, when she was kind of going on her back and forth thing with Nicki Minaj, Nicki Minaj's fans have a reputation for saying some of the most vile, disgusting things if you upset their leader, which is Nicki Minaj. So I'm saying this, her as a woman who just came off of having a child at the height of her career, she's probably just sensitive to these things. And then, she comes from such opposition. It's so difficult to become a female rapper, to be respected amongst the men. She did all of that just to fight to get here. And it's like, we still just keep looking for things to discredit her. She didn't. She's a very strong person. I don't know that I could be as strong as Cardi B. That's tough.
I'm going to tell you very what tough. I think I would have to do. So, when athletes have a rough time, say you're LeBron, right? Who just got eliminated from the playoffs for the first time in 15 years.
We should talk about that too. Let's put a pin in that.
Okay. They just turn it off.
Yeah.
Turn the comments off. If they don't turn the comments off, they just stop talking about it. I was talking to Issa about this a little bit. I don't know if you remember this. She got I don't want to say canceled, but
about the Asian men.
Yes.
Asian men.
Twitter came for her for a little bit, and I hit her up. Off of one quote. It was maybe 2 or 3 days the internet was kind of after. It's mostly Twitter than anything. And I was like, have you seen? She's like, man, I've been on social media for months.
Let me give you a props, too. I'm just throwing it in there. I know you weren't even thinking about this nugget. This was at the time we were still at All Def. I wanted to go sketch and have a joke.
No.
Kev sent to straight in the face. No.
Absolutely not.
He was like, no. I was like, but bro, it's funny as hell. He was like, forever I don't care. I respect that about you. Because I was like, okay.
Adore Issa Rae.
You do.
She is, first of all, she cast me. The first thing I ever got, her first audition I ever got in L.A.
She's cast you as the auntie in that gospel play that she did, right? Aunt Thea. You were Thea! I forgot about that. You owe her so much.
I don't know why I expect you to say really complimentary things. I was just
That'd be the funny thing.
The choir. No, it was the choir. It wasn't that at all. But what she has built, and it's not a short amount of time, because I'm going to tell you how I found out about Issa. I don't know if you know this story. My boy Lowell, college friend of mine, genius.
His name is
Lul? Lul, L-U-L-L. He's Ethiopian.
Okay.
Lul Mengesha Afwerki, and there's like more names, but those are the only three I remember. He was like, have you ever seen this thing called Awkward Black Girl? And I was like, nah. I pulled up to, I was at his house for, I don't know, we were kicking or something like that.
This is back when you were still in Seattle?
Yeah, he owned his house at the time. He was like 20, whenever Awkward Black Girl came out.
Okay.
He had already owned his house for a couple of years. This dude bought his house, rented it out to his friends, to where he didn't have to pay for the mortgage.
Oh, wow.
And just own his house. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, dang, cut.
Right, you're out here with an apartment.
No, no, I own a house, okay, too. Right. But I had my wife's income.
Right.
Like, he was just like,
he'd be self-made.
Basically was like, I'm going to do the same thing that people do, but I'm going to buy the house and then rent it out to my friends, as opposed to us renting it out from whoever the owner is.
Gotcha.
But anyway, he was like, have you seen this thing called Awkward Black Girl? And he showed me the first episode, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever. Watched all the episodes and been a fan of hers ever since. But she just was like, nah, I'm off that. And like, so, you know, I always talk about the how people don't get my Ask a series. One thing I tried last week, I just posted and I didn't go look at the comments on any of the platforms.
And you just felt just
you, well, YouTube disabling the comments and having no control. I was just like, like, I just didn't look at them. Posted on Instagram, posted on Facebook where the comments are still available. And I just didn't look at them. And it was like, maybe people are mad, maybe they're not.
It does have an effect on people. I mean, I know we've told this story. I'll just blush by it quickly. But a couple years ago, 2016, I was up 8 o'clock in the morning texting you and John at All Def because of the comments that were being left about, like, we don't have a large enough...
On Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
You didn't say that.
On Thanksgiving
the
Day.
The company is behind Teddy. Russell posted Teddy's video song.
I'll be like, paragraphs.
Like, bro, happy Thanksgiving, first of all. Second of all, who cares?
But that's the thing. But my point of what I'm saying is we care as people about what people are saying.
As people.
We don't have a large enough of a sample size to just be like, oh, what these people are saying don't matter. Yeah, yeah. Especially we're artists and we're sensitive.
And that's the next thing I want to say. We're regular people. Are, like you were saying about the booth, everybody cares. But then as a creator, you want people to understand you and get your work, and when they don't, it's even more double, and then you're human. You know?
I absolutely respect her and shout her out for, so shout out to Cardi B, you know, we won't give at least one shout out in this episode, for just doing her thing, and I hope that she does it. I hope she has shirts that says, oh, Kurt. I hope that she gets as much money. I hope they put it in a video game. I hope every time, so I hope that she overcharges everybody for what they did to the Cold Crush. That's a Jay-Z line. Yeah. So shout out to Cardi B, and she just can do no wrong to me. She's, I love her.
I love her.
Moving right along. Is it time for the, okay. There's been no secret. I have made this very, very open about myself. I got a new bed recently. You understand me?
What's this, week two now?
Week two. I'm sleeping better. You see, my beard is coming in more fuller. I got a part in my hair. The barber didn't even do that. That's all from this mattress. You understand me? Purple mattress. But I've not been, in all seriousness, I've been sleeping better. My workouts have been going better. I've been dreaming more.
Is that real?
I'm not kidding. That's really? Not even because of nothing.
You know what that means, though?
What?
That means you are getting more deep sleep.
Really?
When you go into REM, most of your dreams happen. That's why your body doesn't move around. More of your dreams happen when you're in REM sleep. So if you're not getting to REM, it means you're usually not getting that deep sleep. And that's the sleep that makes you feel the most rested.
And that's what I was saying, too. I was like, you know, I could just sleep for 5 hours and feel like I slept all night now.
So you basically have been really used to getting poor sleep for years.
Years. And I'm telling you, I had even attributed it to drinking. I had even thought to myself, I just can't drink because I had a terrible childhood. No, it's just a bad mattress.
So simple as a bad mattress.
Exactly. So, with that being said, the purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've experienced because it uses the brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It was not like the memory foam that I have been used to. The purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. Now, what do you get if you go get this? Because I want everybody that listens to Righteous and Ratchet to have the same amount of quality REM sleep that I've been getting. So what can you get to do this? Now, you get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a 100% refund, a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty and free shipping and returns, okay? Now, you're going to love Purple. And right now, to all of our listeners, you can get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text RR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text RR to 84888. That's RR to 84888. 888. So yeah. So yeah, but seriously, all I mean, I know that we, you know, we put the advertisements in the middle of these things, but understand that we only pick products that we believe in, and this bed is amazing, this mattress. I would not lie to you, wouldn't steal you wrong. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
I have very strong views about this next topic, because I feel like this young brother is so young, he didn't even realize he was hating and going against the bro code when he did what he did. Sway Lee of Ray Sherman fame. That guy. So basically, he was his girl. Now, mind you, I have adapted a new philosophy in life.
Okay.
Everything you say or do, act as if somebody's watching, because they probably are. So, they probably are. And that's why I keep telling people, you better be comfortable with the person that you are, because eventually we're all going to find out what kind of person you are. With that being said, Sway Lee's ex-girlfriend videotaped a conversation, had him on speakerphone, and then recently released this. Mm-hmm. Now, in the conversation, he was trying to beg to get her back, and he was just like, oh, why don't you just rock with me? I thought you was going to be my wife. Saying all the type of stuff that dudes say to get their girl back. Now, I'm assuming he probably got caught cheating. I know him and his girl have had a turbulent past, to say the least. So, he's sitting there trying to get her back, and, oh, I thought you would be this, I thought you would be that. But then, where he goes against the grain, he starts throwing his homeboy's names into the mix.
Who did he throw in?
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, Gucci Mane.
Gucci Mane wasn't doing nothing. He was smashing all these other different girls before he got with Keisha. I think he dropped T.I.'s name. He was.
Oh, did he really?
He was. I don't want to say that he dropped T.I.'s name.
I heard Gucci. I don't know.
So let's just say Gucci, because I know for sure.
He for sure.
He said Gucci's name. I know he said other rappers, but we'll just say Gucci because I can remember for sure. Bro, Sway, youngster, you don't do that. Let me just tell you, because I actually enjoy your music, I think, and I've actually met you. I met him a while ago. Cool guy. You never have to speak about another man in your dealings with a woman. Mm-hmm. I've learned that at a very young age. Like, not to get a woman, not to try to take her from a guy. You ain't got to say nothing about a guy, especially if you messed up. You don't need to reference other men being infidelitous.
Committing adultery.
So cheating. You don't need to reference other people doing that. What do you have to say about this, Kev? How did you
feel about it? You also don't have to cheat on your girlfriend.
So tired of dudes cheating.
Basically what he said, if you really think about it, though, he basically said, why don't you let me cheat in peace? Let me cheat on you like these guys got to cheat on their girlfriend.
You see how they ended up? She got a rock at the end.
I mean, God, let me cheat on you. And later on in life, I'll feel bad. I'll finally stop cheating on you. I'll be faithful. But you just keep bringing it up. Let me cheat without repercussion or consequences. And don't bring it up. You see Gucci Mane and Keisha Kanoar? I don't know how her.
You see Gucci, don't you?
You see Gucci, don't you want to get... My thing about it is this. Why is it that it's often women have to hold you down? Mm-hmm. That always means you get to do whatever you want to do for as long as you want to. And whenever you're tired of it, then you start acting right. She has successfully held you down. Holding me down is never like I'm a good person. And like
Melissa, that's what I was gonna say. Holding you down is what Melissa has done for you for the past.
Melissa held me down, and what I mean by held me down is for our entire of our 20-year relationship and our 15-year marriage, never cheated on her. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got fired from my job, and she became the primary. Actually, well, she was already making more money than me. She just became way more the primary
brand. Takes a real man to be able to admit that publicly.
Yeah, I didn't start making more money than Melissa until 2013. When I started working at ADD was the first time I made more money than her. The whole rest of the time.
You was out here getting washed. Because you were also stupid and like, hey, let's just give up the house, let it go into foreclosure and move to LA. She's much smarter than you.
I was much smarter. And I was nowhere near her in salary. Sometimes I was just like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, but holding me down is like,
being there for you.
Being there. Being
not being disrespected.
Not being disrespected and taking advantage of you. Like, help me become a better person as I help you become a better person. Exactly. And I've held her down as well. Like, it should be a mutual thing. Like, holding me down is like, man, we ain't really got a lot of money right now, but we love each other. So we can't go to Jamaica, but we can go to Portland for the weekend.
One of the most impressive stories, because you told me a ton of stories about your marriage. I'm always inspired by it because, I can't wait till I get married and can share that with a woman.
But Regina this summer.
Me and Regina. You already know. It's Regina. Coming. Regina, holler at your boy. But one of the most inspiring stories you ever told me was when you guys first got married, and you guys, you were trying to go to a particular restaurant. You were just like, oh.
Ruth's Chris.
Tell them that, because I want them to hear
you
that.
You listen to this. Our honeymoon, 2001, we went to San Francisco, California from Seattle, because that was about as far as we could get with the amount of money we had. I was 21, she was 20. We had been to Vegas a couple times at the church, so we wanted to go somewhere neither of us had been, but it wasn't like driving as close as Portland. So we went to San Francisco. I had paid for the hotel, the flight, and I had $480 for us to last 4 days. San Francisco.
That was expensive even back then.
First of all.
Because that ain't nothing in Frisco.
I didn't know. Now, in my mind, all I got to worry about is food.
Right.
Okay? $480 ain't crazy, but if we're just eating.
We can
eating,
figure it out. It's over 100 a day.
Over 100 a day. We can figure some stuff out because I figured the hotel, we'll either eat there or McDonald's is $10. Like, I'm literally thinking, like, luckily Melissa don't eat like that.
Right.
We can eat $10, $15, $20 for breakfast. And at this time in our life, we didn't drink.
So you're doing broke boy math.
Broke boy math. Mm-hmm. For lunch. McDonald's again, something like that. Maybe not McDonald's, but maybe like a dim sum or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I spent like 30 or 40.
Right.
And for dinner, I got about 70.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you when I was in trouble. We could not afford to rent a car. I mean, we couldn't rent a car because we were too young.
Right.
Right. So we had to catch a taxi from the airport to the hotel.
Now that's already going to run it up. That was before Uber.
Before Uber.
Okay.
Rush hour traffic.
Ooh, and they charge about a minute.
Dough. We're on the freeway. This thing is already up to $55.
Ugh.
I was like,
ugh. That's three meals in your mind.
Joe. How will I eat?
Right.
This thing was $85.
Woo, so now you got a full, you got a $395.
And then the first thing I said in my mind is like, okay, I got to at least have that much going back.
Right.
So now $480 just became.
$395.
$180. You got to take $180 out of it.
Oh, because you got to get back. To
So I got what, like
$300? $305.
A little bit more than $300.
$310
Okay. So, and I think we went to see Alcatraz. Some free stuff for entertainment. Like, we weren't going to spend no money on that. So, we go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, where I said we got enough money for one crazy meal.
Uh-huh.
That's this whole four-day trip.
Right.
Three-day trip.
We can splurge it up once.
One time. Mm-hmm. And she was like, bet. We'll bring one nice outfit. Went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking now. It was the finest restaurant I ever been to. They said my name, took my name, and we sat us. Mr. and Mrs. Fredericks, would you come this way? We're like, yeah.
I like it.
Go sit down at the meal. I mean, the table. Look at the menu. Steak, $70. I'm like.
Just for the piece of meat. And everything there is a la carte.
I did not know that.
So I didn't even
never
know.
Been to a
place. So you thinking a steak come with two sides and some bread.
Dope.
That's just for the steak, bruh.
So I look at chicken breast. Okay.
At a steakhouse looking at chicken breast.
I go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse to get a chicken breast.
Where your chicken fingers at?
So I'm looking at the chicken breast prices, and this is like $45
for chicken breast.
For chicken breast, 36. It was between $36.80 and $42.80.
One for of those one.
Things, for one. So I'm like, okay, man, she get that, I get that. That's man, that's gonna be like $100 with
you. 100 either way.
I'm still gonna tip 20%,
right?
Because my dad taught me if you don't have enough money to give 20%,
then don't go out.
You don't have enough money to go.
Right.
So I'm like, man, this.
My dad surprisingly told me the same thing.
Yeah,
my father's like, very different.
Yes,
but they both taught us that thing.
Go I ahead. Said it's gonna, okay, it's gonna close. It's close, but we can get it.
Right.
It says about $100 for me and her.
Mm-hmm.
So we order that, and they're like, okay, and what size do you want? I'm like, so like, what comes with it? They were like, oh, nothing comes with it. We're shareable sides here. I was like, what does that mean? Well, you take a couple of those. These are like $12.80,
so
$15.
Right.
So if I get two, she gets two.
That's another
50, 60, 70. 50,
60,
with tip.
Yeah.
We're like, just give us another second with the menu. Oh, no problem. Mr. French will be right back. They went out there. I was like, list. She was like, I know.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
So I'm like. There's a door out the side right there.
All we drinking is water, right?
All we did is, we didn't even touch the bread yet because we weren't sure. Snuck out that door, went around the corner, couple blocks, got two cheeseburgers and two milkshakes.
Come on, man.
It was $11.80 and we ate that
and
see, at the time.
And it was probably the most delicious burger you had.
Dope.
Let me tell you something.
And hold on before you go.
Okay.
When we went to Ruth's Chris on our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, you turned up. You turned up. You had to.
Lobster mac.
Right.
Give me the steak.
I feel like you got to go there for every big milestone. Just
no,
to always
remind
you. We
did it a couple times, but then we did it. We did it like two or three more times, but maybe 20 year.
See, that's the thing that I always think is so dope about you guys' relationship. I'll tell you about this. Then we can definitely get back to the docket of stuff. But, you know, with me, like, you know, I'm 39 now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm dating. You know what I'm saying? I try not to do nothing too seriously. But this is something that's so special about your story that just don't exist out here anymore.
Yeah.
So you had a woman with you that she understands what it is. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. This is what we have. Mm-hmm. This is how we can maneuver and get out of here. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a woman not too long ago, and she just, we're just talking about if we want to date or whatever. Yeah. Her whole thing is, her whole philosophy in talking to me is, oh, well, you know, I want to be with a dude that helps get me better. I help, you know, get him right and all these other, but like not in the sense of I'm down for you as you are right now.
Right.
Fix me, get me better, you get better, and then we can talk about it. I'm just like, but whatever happened, as far as just life in general.
Oh, she's saying get yourself together.
Get yourself together. Like, well, no. Beat. Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Because what I'm saying is you weren't all the way put together at that time, mm-hmm. but your woman was with you and seeing you for, we only got $12 for this meal. We're going to figure this out. We'll mm-hmm. be good. The equivalent would have been with her being like, look, this isn't going to work. Get to yourself to a position where you mm-hmm. can afford to take me out here. Then we can recircle.
Haven't been dating yet.
Exactly. So that's just the thing that's just so evasive out here.
So what would you be looking for now? What would be a girl that you'd be like, okay, now this is who I can work with?
I don't...
Because I feel like me and Melissa are very different in that way.
Right.
Because we started with literally nothing, like 16 years old.
And I think that's the benefit that you have to it. And I feel like every year that you get and you ain't with that person, it makes it so much more difficult to find it and scale it against what I have yeah. versus what you have versus what we... When you're 16 and you... Don't nobody know nothing. When you're 39 and you got a 13-year-old daughter, it's a different conversation. So shout out to y'all, man. I just wanted to just give you props for that. It's tough out here, man.
Shout out on the Righteous and Ransom.
Absolutely. What else?
On the party.
So with Sway Lee, I just feel like, bro, handle your own business. If you get caught up in this, and that's another thing I want to say about just men cheating in general, because there are a lot of men cheating, a lot of men out here cheating on their wives and their significant others. This is where I stand on this. Men, please just start being men. What does that mean? Learn how to communicate. There's no gun to your head. You don't have to be in a relationship with or a marriage with somebody if you don't. That's a totally voluntary decision. So if I feel like you're cheating on somebody, you just have poor character.
Yes.
You don't have enough in you to look somebody in the face and say, this doesn't work for me. It would probably work with me and other people. I'm going to leave. As much stuff as people give me for being in an 84-day marriage and, you're so stupid, me, I would never be a man. I can never be a man walking around here cheating on my wife.
Right.
To me, you're disrespecting yourself, you're disrespecting that woman, and you are disrespecting God, whom you took vows in front of. So just please stop.
It's so ludicrous to be like, let me cheat, and I'll stop eventually.
This is
you
dumb.
Know what's better to say? I'm not mature enough to be in a relationship.
Just
with
say
you.
That.
You don't deserve this. I don't want to honor you.
Right.
I don't want to respect you. I want to have sex with random people.
And live my life on my terms.
So just go do that.
You're
I'm
in
a
rapper,
relationship. I'm young and rich. I want to get an STD and a random baby.
And it's totally understandable, bro. You're 22 years old. You're getting millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Maybe a monogamous relationship isn't what you... Is monogamous what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe a monogamous relationship isn't what you want. Just say that.
I'd have much more of a respect for him to say, look,
right.
I want... Donnell Jones did it!
How did he... Oh, well, I want to be...
Yeah!
That was a song about, I don't want to cheat on you, so I'm a dip. But I respected it.
I don't want to cheat on you, so I'm going to...
I respect that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's so
disrespectful. Sweet abadwee abadwee.
What did he say right there? Sweet abadwee
abadwee. He was... yeah, that's what he said. Sweet abadwee 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 abadwee.
Whatever happened to Donnell Jones?
He's probably where he wants to be.
So, yeah. So, Sway Lee, you're a good dude, man. I met you in person, man.
No
you're
shout cool. out to Sway Lee.
Yeah, but just chill, bro. And then in the event that you do get caught up, bro, just own it. You ain't got to be nobody else. And you think Gucci Mane really... What if his wife don't even know that he was out knows. There living that life?
She knows.
But now it's every... The whole world knows. Like,
that...
Gucci Mane is not pleased.
You're more on...
Gucci is not happy with the current state of events.
You're more on the dry snitching thing. I'm more on the... I mean, you're not on the cheating
right,
thing, but
it's just... No, but I'm always big on accountable. So if this just looks even weaker, weak for you to cheat.
Yes.
It's even weaker for you to talk about other cheaters as a solution.
It's weaker to cheat, but it's also weak to...
It's even more weak in addition to by you referencing
it's
other
the
cheaters.
Weakest.
Yes, you're now the weakest link. Like,
yes. Damn. So, spoiler alert.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk
we
about
both
it.
Saw Us.
And if you have not seen Us,
stop now.
Stop. Go
fast
watch
forward
it.
Forward until we're talking
at least
about
like 15 minutes, probably.
On One Gotta Go. Right. Because now, by now, it's Wednesday.
Right.
And the internet rule is...
Weekend.
No spoilers until Monday.
Right.
I mean, I was reading a lot of articles after I watched it. Okay. And in the articles, it says spoilers ahead. Mm. So, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. The S
spoiler
movie.
Alert,
spoiler us,
alert.
We're about to talk about Us.
This is not a traditional movie.
Are going to talk about Us.
Okay, so if you've seen it,
here we go.
Watch, listen. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it,
just pause it, man.
Come back and fast forward until we're doing One Gotta Go. Okay.
All right, so this was a very highly anticipated movie coming on the heels of Jordan Peele's highly successful Get Out.
Yeah.
He comes with Us, psychological thriller. And I'll let you take it away, Kev.
Here's the thing. First of all,
you don't even like scary movies. You jumped in the audience a couple times.
Scary
movies. He don't like it.
I didn't want to watch Get Out, but Get Out wasn't as... Get Out was more suspense.
Right.
Suspense plus gore.
Right.
Than like horror.
This was...
He said Get Out was a documentary. Us is a horror film. I haven't watched a horror film in a while. I think Saw might have been... One of the Saws was the last one, which is...
Really?
Yeah. I don't like scary movies. I don't like jump scares. I don't like... I definitely don't do those. Now, if this was like a demon thing, I'd have been like, nah.
You can't even do demons at all?
I don't play with
them. Are you really afraid of demons?
I don't... Am I afraid of demons?
Yeah.
I know they're real. Like...
So, like, you, like, afraid, like, if you watch it, like, they'll come and get you?
No, not like that.
Whereas the fear is just, like, what your dreams will be?
I don't like them. It's more...
It doesn't do anything for you. You don't like the way it makes you feel?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like the way it makes me feel.
You also don't like the way the gym makes you feel, which is why you don't go there as much. And while I beat you for this...
You didn't beat me.
Okay, so back to this thing. So, I don't like scary movies,
but I support Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
I love Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita? Is it me or Lupita is... Fine.
Very beautiful. Said that.
She's fine.
And also, her fashion sense is out of this world.
She's very,
very much prettier.
Yes.
And her talent out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Personality. She seems to be having a ball. I want her to come to play Spades at my house.
Yeah.
Just hey, pull up to the barbecue. She's definitely invited to game night.
Absolutely.
So we watch it in New Orleans after a red eye.
Yeah, so
we can't get into our hotel.
Yeah, so we were all super tired. Yeah.
Can't get into our hotel still.
Uh-huh.
Doughboy's like, we might as well go to the movies. I mean, like, it's better.
We got nothing else to do.
It's better than walking around aimlessly,
right.
And we want to see it. So we pull up. Uh-huh. It's scary in the sense of I don't like it, but not like I'm scared.
Right.
But more, it was more like a scary film that made you think than like Jason just chasing you type of thing.
This is where I'll come out on it. Did think it was a good movie. But I'll be honest. I was a little confused.
Yeah.
I understand
You're
everything.
You're not a critical thinker.
Yeah, but it's just... Sometimes I just want you to just tell me what it is. I can't decode everything. So when you watch the movie, it's basically about... They're basically being clones of everybody. And then they all revolt on this magical day to come back because of whatever reason. I do feel like there was a lot of questions left unanswered.
What was left unanswered?
How were they making these people? How do you just make a whole person?
Here's the thing I think for you in this movie. You're getting hung up on the parts that don't really matter. Like, she blatantly said there was a government cloning program.
And that's why they kept showing all the rabbits.
Yes.
Right.
Government cloning program. They were trying to control people, but they couldn't figure out how to connect the souls, so they abandoned it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you really care of, like, what's the science of, like, put the body... Like, that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Like, what matters is, here's how they got there.
Mm.
They're in the tunnels they tell you at the very beginning.
Mm.
The government... I mean, it's enough exposition to get to the point. Because
and maybe that was because I was tired that I just...
And you fell asleep a couple times, didn't it?
I did.
But you... I mean, and she literally said that, like, it's a government...
Like, brass tacks.
Yes, like, straight up into the camera. And
but I guess what I just didn't understand about it was, how did they know she was going to be in town the day she was there?
Again.
What does it matter?
Like,
you're right. I'm being...
Yeah, does a movie need to take 40 more minutes explaining every little detail so they say, here's how she mapped it out? Like, does it really matter? Mm-hmm. Like, in the grand scheme of things? Like, who cares? She'd been planning it for a long time.
Right.
They timed it. They figured it out. Like, I get it. Those are absolute plot holes. But my thing... Here's what... A plot hole to me is when... I'll give you a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Hancock. Your point about Hancock. Here's a plot hole. Yes. They say, I don't remember what they were, angels, whatever.
Good.
Yeah. Their powers don't work when they're close to each other.
True.
The movie says that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they get close to each other, somehow Will's power still worked.
Right.
within your world of the movie,
that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't even make sense. That's a plot hole. Melissa was like that. Like, whatever Melissa's thing is, whatever the magic of the movie is, be consistent with that magic.
Right.
So what he didn't do is go in depth in something, but that wasn't what the movie was about. It wasn't about the government program. It was about, in my mind, it was a bigger thing about, like, and I can't take credit for thinking of all these, because I had some of these thoughts, then I read a lot about it, and kind of was like, oh, yes, that is what I was thinking. Bless you. Bless you. But it was more a play.
You want me
to huh?
You want me to
bless you. More play on, like, nature versus nurture.
Right.
Like, a commentary about those who are given the opportunity versus those who have to take it.
Right.
Like, Lupita basically was representative of people who have privilege and opportunity, and the tether people were more representation of people who have no opportunity. And what
when you break it down like that, did you read that somewhere, or you just put this together?
Those are some of my thoughts. Were like, right. Man, this is more about like what does it say about us? Because there's another thought I had too, like how quickly this is a regular family of four. How quickly they just go to kill it. Like, right. When it comes from, I got to protect me and mine, like, it was so normal to the point where, you know, like, women, they're in the car, they're like, man.
Sure, I got three kills.
Yeah. And at that point.
That was clever writing, too.
Yes. Very clever. Think about that. Like, when it becomes to us versus them, like, how quickly you got to do whatever you got to do, as long as I'm keeping you.
Survival
stuff. Uh-huh. But now take that into America, like, when you feel like a class beneath you is trying to rise up with slavery, no, y'all can't have that.
Right.
Because you come starting to take the stuff from me, then what will I have?
Right.
Well, now you have the Civil War, because I want to protect what I have and my way of life. Same thing with Mexican people. They took our jobs. What are you really saying? Did you really want to go out and pick strawberries by yourself? No, absolutely not.
Right.
Here's another thing. You push these people down for long enough,
and they're going to revolt.
Same thing happened in Batman, The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The poor people were like, nah, we off that. Right. So I think that's why he didn't spend much time talking about that stuff, because the point was, what does it say about us as people and our legacy? And also, as much as he connected every dot on Get Out, this movie, I think his point was to start a conversation, not to answer every question. And some movies are not designed to answer every question. They're designed for you to leave and then start talking about them after and be like, man, what does this say about, what do you think he did? What do you, because remember, as soon as we left, we were
talking about it to perfect strangers.
Bro,
and he had a totally different idea than what we had. But see, I guess this is the thing that kind of threw me off about it, right? Was, I guess I just didn't see the motivation of what they were trying to do. Okay, the family comes up, you confront this family. Do you want to kill them and take over their life? I didn't understand that.
You're talking about the red people.
Right. So when the first four came, she said,
here's our theme. It's our time in the sun.
So it's our time to be up and you down.
Yes. Now, mind you, yes.
So they just.
Not even you down, you dead. Like, okay. Now, mind you, remember, the girl who leads the revolution is the one who started out on top.
Exactly. Figured that out. The same dude.
I didn't know that
Bruce Willis was a ghost in The Sixth Sense.
I figured out. I said, man, that
girl. I looked at you like,
because I was like, she didn't learn to. And that was another thing that you can think about, right? Mm-hmm. When she came back and it was a little black girl, she all of a sudden didn't talk anymore. They're like, let her learn to express herself through dance and blah, blah, blah. So she's learning to talk.
Right.
And it's a comment on nature versus nurture. Like, what happens when you, like, the soulless people, were they soulless because they were soulless? Or were they soulless because you stuck them down there and never gave them opportunity to
because
do anything?
Because the one that ended up at the end
was the one who couldn't talk. Because she learned how to dance and express herself, and now she doesn't remember that.
But then when you think about it, though, she ended up losing in the end.
She did.
She got killed.
Right. But is that a question of her ability? Like, her revolution still won, so sometimes our ideas outlive us. Or sometimes people will work harder to protect themselves and what they have. Wow. And they'll kill you because I got to protect what I have. And also at no cost.
Wow, that's a definitely different way.
And I think that's what he was going for, as opposed to let me connect.
You know what I did love about this movie? And this has always been like a running joke for like horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
Black person dies in the first 5 minutes. The white people are always the smart, crafty individuals to get out of it. This was just black family figuring it out.
And the white
and I
people
were that.
Trash when it came to fighting back.
I love mean, that.
It took them...
Ten seconds. I think that was a purposeful. That's why I'm starting to really become a fan of Jordan. Is his pen is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like, you did this. Like, I see what you did. You body slammed a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
This is a black family getting it, figuring it out.
Yes. And
we were never really seen in that.
They all make it out.
They all make it out. The white people didn't. It was getting murked left. It was nothing but white people just laying on the street.
I think only...
Lupita bodied that role. Listen, that voice alone that she did.
Man. Ooh. That might have been the scariest thing in the movie.
You was looking. You sat up in your seat when she started talking.
And they said she really... Like, there's a... It was called spasmodic. There's a condition that if you don't speak for a long time, that's what will happen to your voice. And remember, none of the Tether people spoke.
Right.
So she talked to them with, like, hand signals and, like...
Right.
Like, so when she was, like... You gotta go to.
Did she ever stop talking for that?
No. I think she just like did that. But that's a real condition. I don't know why I had this ice thing from the hotel. But when you, first of all, her acting was so good.
Oh my God.
In that movie.
Oh my God.
You. I could believe that was two separate actresses.
I didn't even realize it wasn't until like, I was like, oh, that's. It was like halfway through the movie. I was like, oh, that's Lupita too. It took me a second.
You didn't know?
I didn't know right off the rip.
She's got the same face.
But her hair looked different, and she looked different.
But if you had a wig on... And she talked different. If you had a wig on, and you were like...
But they were talking to each other. I know they do tricks with cameras, but I just... What I'm just trying to do is compliment her and say, I didn't know fully. Because... was the boy the same boy, too?
They were all the same.
What happened to his face?
They put makeup on it.
But what was supposed to have happened?
He got burning fire, because fire was his thing.
And the dad didn't look like...
He was exactly like M'Baku with a beard. That was literally the whole thing of the movie was they all... Everything in the poster, they're all the same.
Shut up! I don't be knowing. Dang, I was just trying to get...
That's literally the whole thing.
I was just saying they were such good actors, it took me out of, oh, this is the same poster.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Yeah, they were just so good. Yeah, I was just...
There were some times when Lupita was acting so well, I was just like...
It felt like two different people.
It was like Hamilton all over again. For me. So I was like, man, she's just so good at that. I don't know if I'll ever be. But I got to stop doing that. Because I'm as good as at my stuff as she's at her stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, if you haven't
overall,
seen it.
Overall,
I guess
movie.
You're not watching this part if you haven't seen it.
So, would you watch it again, though?
No.
Because you're scared.
Actually, no, I would. For Lupita's performance. And also, Jordan Peele's movies, there's so much more you notice the second time around than the first time.
You know what I love about him as well?
Think about banana peels.
Shut up. I had
you can tell the sun's moving from when we shot.
Yeah. I was introduced to him on the Key and Peele show and just as a comedian. And just to know this is only his second like suspense horror film and he's getting talked about the way he is.
You know what's bro, interesting creative. Thing to talk think about? He said he was scared to do this movie. Because of the success of Get Out, he was like, people are gonna say I can't do it again. You know, is this better than Get Out? And he said he was like crippled by fear because of that, right? He said he talked to Jay-Z and Jay-Z was like, it doesn't matter if you can do it again or not. You did it already. You already did everything you did for Get Out. Now, what he said he was doing the next time, he said, I just want to, same thing I do with Get Out, I want to tell a story that I have not seen before in a way that I want to tell it. And in that way, I was like, that is so good. Because as comedians, man, I ain't going to hold you. When I have to come do this second hour, I was like, man, I don't know if people are going to...
I remember you talking before you went. You was like, duh, I don't know.
And the next thing I do, what if it... And the next thing, in the next movie, like, imagine the movie we work on is just like Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a hood classic. It's an internet sensation. It blows us up beyond our wildest dream. You know how crippling it would be for you as a writer to be like, all right, now what's next?
You know what a perfect example of that is?
What?
Eddie after Ron Delirious.
Yes.
It was that good. He spent 30 years. He hasn't even...
He ain't even came back to that.
He ain't even
coming to
with
America.
It.
How do you make another comedy after that? And then you make life. As an artist, I know singers have that same thing. Like,
yeah. You can't never make your debut album over again.
No. Nope.
And can we just say shout out to Jay-Z for being so great? He gave him that advice. He bailed Meek Mill out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
He paid 21 Savage's lawyer fees. I love the man. All right, so let's go to One Gotta
Go.
All right, we got two of these today?
Yeah, we got two.
Now, mind you, this is going to be edited out. this is going to stay in the episode?
No, so the One Gotta Go's from the bonus episode, we were releasing those.
We're not going to release those no more.
We're not.
Okay,
so bonus episode is so there's some One Gotta Go's that you just won't see unless you get the bonus episode. But just remember, if you don't have the money, don't feel bad. We'll always give you your free episode on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But if you got a little more for a little more,
if you got a little more, you're gonna get a lot more.
And here's the thing, though, that's crazy about our Patreon. Mm-hmm. We top out at $25.
Yeah,
people have been getting more per month.
Somebody gave us $60 per month.
Per month, just because they support.
So it's really $60
right.
if you want all the bonus episodes for
like
a year.
This. Really, what you got to look at it like this. It's less than half of what Netflix costs a month.
Yeah.
Less than half. Yeah. And I have Netflix, and for as much as I love Netflix, I don't watch.
I wouldn't even think of it like that.
That much of Netflix. I don't.
It's a dollar per hour.
Yeah.
Per podcast.
$1.25 a week.
But it makes our life different. So.
There we go.
One gotta go food types. Mexican food. Or one gotta go. Is it food types?
Food types. Food genres. Types of food.
One gotta go.
Okay.
Mexican food, Italian food, Chinese food, soul food.
First off the board for me, this might be a surprise to you, but people who know me know that I am a quarter Spanish. So I gotta represent La Raza. Mexican food, baby. I love nachos.
First off the board?
First off the board.
Because, before soul food?
Because think about it like this. I don't know how to make a lot of soul food.
You make next. Oh, you be making tacos.
I make tacos.
Yeah.
You see, well, you know, when I babysit the boys. Mm-hmm. We make tacos. I make nachos.
Yeah.
I make burritos.
Yes.
I love quesadillas. I love salsa. I love salsa. So, and I just like how Mexican food makes me feel on the inside of my body.
You like how all food makes you feel.
I know, but I like that on even better.
So, Mexican food is first for you?
First off the board. Who's first for you, player?
Soul food.
Really?
Come and get your soul food. Well.
Listen. What's your favorite soul food meal? Give me. What does that meal look like?
How many sides I get?
Two sides.
How many meats?
Two meats.
Let me get one meat, three sides.
There you go.
Okay, it's more about the size for me.
Gotcha.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken over catfish?
Over anything.
Over smothered pork chops.
Fried chicken is the quintessential staple to soul food.
And what's your number one side? Is it mac?
Macaroni and cheese. That's over why greens? I take it so personally.
Over greens?
Over greens.
Okay.
When I go to a soul food restaurant out of town, I judge them off of their fried chicken first, which a lot of people can fry chicken. Mm-hmm. But whether you make good soul food, macaroni.
Mac and cheese, that's the quintessential.
Macaroni and cheese generally tells me whether your other stuff is good. And sometimes, and I feel like it's the hardest to get right, especially in like a lot of quantities.
Okay.
So my supreme soul food meal is fried chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Greens.
Yams.
Yams? Over sweet potatoes?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Greens is next, but greens, a lot of people mess greens up.
They do.
A lot of, and that's probably second.
A lot of soul food restaurants don't make good greens.
That's my thing.
Roscoe's greens.
Ugh. I think maybe after like a, and I don't know because I don't cook greens, but maybe after a pot, it gets hard to make in bulk.
I think that greens is hard to make in bulk.
Because if your grandma's making it, your auntie, them greens be flames.
Right.
At restaurants, they're just,
they taste different. They don't have like, they're harder.
Yes. There's very few soul food restaurants, especially in LA. LA is notoriously trash for soul food.
How you feel about Doolin's?
Never go out of my way.
There's mother pork chops with flames.
Best part of it.
Yeah.
And it's so far away from where I live. I'm never going out of my way.
And
to
it's
go
always out. Crowded.
It's always grounded.
I don't have an hour like that. Okay.
But so many soul food restaurants are hard to put them all together in LA. In other cities in the South, oh my gosh, they can put them together. So my thing with fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, yams, greens.
Okay. So my number two to come off the board would be soul food. And my number one soul food plate would be catfish, greens, macaroni, and then baked beans. Is that soul food?
No, I mean, for barbecues.
I like bread pudding, too.
I love bread pudding. I was going to ask you dessert. If I had a dessert, I would throw peach cobbler.
I like peach cobbler, but I don't like warm fruit, so I just eat the crust.
The best peach cobbler is, to me, your best peach cobbler can be eaten without peaches.
Yeah.
Just the peach flavor, like actually, like
peach chunks. Like that peach cobbler cookie the other week?
Man,
I love it so. Okay, so what's your second one coming off the board?
Okay, Mexican food. Growing up in El Paso, Texas, and people don't believe me when I tell them this, but it's the truth. 90% of the food at our school was Mexican food. Taquitos one day, tacos the next day, flautas one day, nachos,
flautas.
Tamales. Like, it was 95% Hispanic kids.
That should show you how good Mexican food is, because on any corner in LA, you can see a taco truck.
Yeah.
You can see people just selling tamales in front of Walmart. There's no other nationality of food. You don't see people just selling broccoli beef outside of Target. Like, it's just tacos. Like, and we trust...
I remember when I first moved to LA, I ain't gonna hold it.
Elote?
Elotes. Flames!
Bro, the pepper that they put on the fruit?
Tahine. So here's the thing that's funny. I remember when I was coming out and taking Zaze and JoJo to school, or Zaze when we first moved out of here. And a lady pulled up. I saw a line. I'm like, oh, she's selling food. Like, I wonder what it is. Like, cookies, breakfast, maybe donuts. Bro, 7:30 in the morning.
Cool.
Straight tamales out of the trunk of her car, like mixtapes. Fire.
Is that new Jay-Z? Nah, it's that new chicken tamale.
So, Mexican food's next off the board for me.
Okay.
So, now we're down to Italian food and Chinese food.
For both of us?
Yes.
Okay. Look. I am on record for saying Chinese people fry chicken better than black people sometimes.
I won't say they fry chicken better than black people.
Bro, but it's debatable at least.
Especially in D.C.
Bro. So, and the way they do their ribs, I love how they do their ribs.
Short ribs.
Broccoli beef is my favorite.
You really love broccoli beef.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be beating you in this weight loss competition, so I'll be focusing like on a lot of, you know, lean meats and vegetables. So I'll be eating a lot of broccoli beef. I used to take shots of broccoli beef au jus when it was steaming
broccoli
hot.
Broccoli beef is really high in sodium, though. So you shouldn't consume much of it.
Nah, I still like it, though. But I do like... it'd be tough to say bye to pizza. I love pizzonis. No, not pizzonis. What's it called?
Calzones.
Calzones. Oh, calzones are fire. But as I get older, a lot of bready foods gives me heartburn.
That red sauce, to hear me talking about that.
So, as much as I love Italian food, and plus Italian food makes me feel heavy. I know I'm
you
a fat
are.
Dude. I know, but that's what I'm saying. But I don't always feel heavy. Italian food makes you feel like heavy. You be like, oh, boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, how it feels. So, Italian food, the way it makes me feel. And I can't go a day without chow mein, fried rice, bok choy, chicken wrap foil, wonton soup, foil wrap chicken, I mean.
Awesome. What?
Foil wrap chicken.
Why? You never had foil wrap chicken? I've never had that, but that makes more sense than eating chicken wrap foil.
You never had foil wrap chicken?
What is that?
Chicken that's wrapped in foil.
What do you mean? Just one piece of chicken wrapped
in
foil?
Yeah, it has like juices secreted in there. I'm going to buy you some.
Is it like baking a whole bunch of chicken with a foil?
No,
on
it's
top?
Like a little small piece of chicken. They put it in a little triangle piece
Who
of
makes
foil.
It? Chinese people?
Yes, it's Chinese food everywhere. Egg rolls, you don't know about.
I know about egg rolls.
You don't know about chicken and foil?
No.
I'm going to learn you about chicken and foil. So it would be Italian off the board for me. What say you, sir?
Well, I've been to Italy.
Oh, weird flex, but okay.
I don't know if you've been.
I have not.
I had bruschetta in Rome. Oh, the Roman.
Do they eat wine? Do they drink wine with all their meals? But you like just take a
dough. Let me tell you a funny story about Rome. Me and Melissa don't drink heavy. We didn't start drinking until we moved to LA, singing sand. Mm-hmm. We still don't drink heavy, but we drink wine.
Melissa, yeah, I came over the house one day. I had a whole little bottle. I was like, hey, no. I was like, oh, man, look at that.
It is a tough day. Melissa's a Moscato person, dessert wine, sweet wine. I think it's because we didn't drink a lot. Like, the first thing, almost all alcohol is disgusting.
Do you ever get drunk?
No. So the funny thing is, the first alcohol that we liked, we went to Napa and we tasted a Robert Mondavi dessert Moscato. And it was good, right? So Melissa loves sweet wine. So I drink sweet wine with her or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And we hadn't found a red wine we liked. Went to Italy. And we were in Rome. It's first night. Go to this nice dinner place. It's like, hey, would you guys like some wine? First of all, it's not even suggested. It's like, would you like to sit down?
Oh, it's like, hey, wine. Here's your...
Prosecco off the
red. But they don't be drinking it to get drunk. They're just drinking for the taste to enhance the flavor of the food.
Yes. Okay. And it's more cultural than anything. It's like...
Kids can drink wine over there at like 12, right?
12 years old, yeah. Okay. So Melissa's like, you guys have any Moscato? And the lady's like,
peasant.
We won't. She's sweet.
Almost
wine.
Offended, right?
Almost.
Very offended.
I will not serve that to you.
I offended somebody at a steakhouse one time by asking for some A1.
Yeah.
Apparently that's rude.
We did that a couple of shows ago. We were like, wait, wow.
Y'all looked at me like?
Yes.
Sorry.
Never been nowhere? You didn't even taste it. You want to slather it with Heinz? Have you been nowhere?
A1 is fire. But anyway, finish your story.
It is. So anyway, in Italy, the food is so good. Mm-hmm. And in America, the food is so good. Feel how you feel, Italian people. American people make pizza better than they do in Italy.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you a
dude named Sal will slap the fire out you.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is because I grew up in America.
Okay.
In Italy, it's not as saucy, and it's not like meat, cheese, bacon, cheese, meat, cheese.
You know what? I think that we do be corrupting people's things, because I heard that tacos ain't really like how what we do. Or that we like remix tacos.
New Mexican street tacos that we get in LA are nowhere near what Taco Bell tacos are.
Right, with all the sour cream and lettuce and cheese. Yeah, they don't even do all that.
Street tacos.
Meat, tortilla.
Tortilla, fresh tortilla, meat, onion, cilantro. Right. That's pretty much all they...
Right, but if you talk to a real authentic Mexican person, you'd be like, hey, man, what do you think about Mexican pizza? They want to fire on you.
Yeah, right. So I said all that to say, goodbye, Chinese food.
You're saying bye... Whoa.
Yes.
You're saying bye to war wonton soup?
I don't care about that. Let me tell you another thing about Chinese food.
You don't like war wonton soup?
I like it. I can live without it. I like Chinese food. Love it.
Rice?
Here's the thing about Chinese food.
Broccoli beef. Oh.
I like it. Heavy in sodium, salty McGee. Also, you'll be hungry by the time you start your car. That's just like, bruh.
But with Italian food, you'll be full till the next Thursday.
I'd rather be full till next Thursday than hungry 5 minutes after. You eat Panda Express, mall Chinese food.
I've stopped on the way home from getting Panda Express to get more food because I knew it wouldn't be enough. Let me stop at McDonald's. You got Panda Express. It's not
so good. If I could only eat pizza, lasagna, chicken marsala, fettuccine, bread, garlic bread, bruschetta, I could go. I also don't need nearly as much. When we don't feel like cooking, there's a Maria's Italian Kitchen near our house. Give me those lasagnas. Boys love it. Also,
and you can feed big quantities with that. I made spaghetti for the boys the other day. We didn't have enough sauce. It came out a little... tragic.
Love it. So
I'm gonna make an executive decision here.
What?
You weren't even thinking about this because we were gonna do one more. One gotta go. We're at an hour 15 minutes. We are in Alabama. We have a show to get ready for. It's 4:50. We gotta be at the venue at 6.
Is it 4:50?
Yes. So we're going to not talk about it anymore. We'll save the last one gotta go for the next episode. Thank you all for tuning in to another installment of Righteous and Ratchet. Please share the video, like the video. If you're going to rate us, give us 5 stars or we'll come looking for you. I have been Dope Boy.
Pull up. Kev on stage. God bless you.
Let's go get to work, man.
We'll see you.
Peace.
Discover a career that matters at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Be part of an innovative team delivering world-class healthcare and benefits to America's veterans. Enjoy robust benefits, work-life balance, and career development opportunities. Join a diverse and inclusive community that values your unique background and skills. A community where nearly 1 in 3 of your colleagues are veterans themselves. Apply now at vacareers.va.gov.